In this bulletin, New South Wales records 283 new cases and one death. Lockdown to lift in regional Victoria at midnight. And in sport, the NRL trying to find alternatives for its grand final match. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Year 12 students from areas of concern in Greater Sydney are being offered the Pfizer vaccine today in a bid to get them back to school and completing final HSC exams. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the mass vaccination will be done at Qdos Bank Arena and will later be opened up to other members of the public.
Today is a positive day for HSC students in those local government areas of concern. We're looking forward to welcoming them all to Qdos Bank Arena today and having them vaccinated. And we're especially pleased that we're giving HSC students the opportunity to safely sit their exams, to make sure they're vaccinated by the time their exams roll round. And of course, from next week, Qdos Bank Arena will open up into a broader mass vaccination hub, joining the number of mass vaccination hubs throughout Greater Sydney and New South Wales.
Another 283 COVID-19 cases and one death have been confirmed in New South Wales. Meanwhile, Tamworth will go into lockdown for a week from 5 p.m. today after a new Newcastlewoman who was exposed to COVID-19 travelled to the city from Newcastle last Thursday. No cases have been detected in Tamworth so far, but anyone who's attended the confirmed exposure sites needs to get tested and isolate. And a man in his 50s has also tested positive to the virus in the Byron Bay area. However, a lockdown hasn't been announced for that area. Moving on to Victoria, and lockdown will be lifted in regional Victoria at midnight tonight. The stay-at-home orders will be removed and there will be no limit on the distance regional Victorians can travel. But people in metropolitan Melbourne will remain in lockdown until at least Thursday after 11 new local cases of COVID-19 were recorded in the state. Victoria's COVID-19 commander, Jerome Wymer, says he's confident vaccination rates will continue to rise, pushing Victoria towards the 70% immunisation rate needed to ease restrictions and lockdowns.
I know that all of us as Victorians are fed up, we're tired, we've all had enough of these lockdowns and the restrictions that we're placing on our day-to-day life. But we know that it works. We've seen with the previous outbreaks that we can get to grips with this very quickly if we continue to work together.
And four new locally acquired cases of the virus have been detected in Queensland. All of them were in quarantine during their entire infectious period and are linked to the Indooroopilly cluster. Genomic sequencing shows the Cairns taxi driver, who was infectious in the community for several days, contracted COVID-19 from a marine pilot who tested positive last week. Moving overseas, and Japanese city Nagasaki is today marking 76 years since the world's second atomic bombing. The bombing on August the 9th, 1945, came 3 days after the United States dropped its first atomic bomb on Hiroshima, the world's first ever nuclear attack that killed 140,000 people. Nagasaki survivors and residents stood for a minute of silence at 11:02 a.m., the moment the 4.5-ton plutonium bomb was dropped on the city, leaving more than 70,000 people dead. Tomihisa Tue, mayor of Nagasaki, called for nations to disarm themselves of nuclear weapons and work toward a global goal.
I hereby appeal to the leaders of nuclear armed nations and countries under their nuclear umbrellas. You must face the reality that thinking nuclear weapons are necessary to defend your countries under nuclear deterrence actually makes the world a more dangerous place. I ask you to see that substantial progress towards nuclear disarmament is made at the next NPT review conference, starting with greater steps by the US and Russia to reduce nuclear weapons.
Let's move on to sport now. And New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says a New Zealand-hosted NRL grand final would be a hard ask, suggesting the league should keep their showpiece at home. The NRL is yet to lock in a venue for the October 3rd decider, which is set to move from Sydney given the COVID-19 outbreak and associated ban on mass gatherings. NRL Chief Executive Andrew Abdo has told the Sydney Morning Herald the league would investigate a grand final at Auckland's Eden Park if the NRL can't play elsewhere in Australia. See what the weather's doing for you on Tuesday. In Perth, a couple of showers about, a possible late storm, a top of 18 degrees. Mostly sunny on Tuesday in Adelaide, a top of 19. In Melbourne, partly cloudy, 17 for you. Much the same for Hobart, 14. Partly cloudy as well in Canberra, 15 degrees. Much the same in Wollongong, 20 degrees. A bit of cloud about in Sydney as well, 19. Similar conditions in Newcastle, 20. A shower or two for Brisbane, 19. Much the same for Cairns, 26. And fine weather for you in Darwin, where it'll be 30 degrees tomorrow. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS newsroom.